Wacky Team Wednesday. Not officially Wacky Team Wednesday unless we hear from this bloke, Brian. He's on the line. Hector from Bombardier.
Echo.
Good afternoon, boys.
Oh, good afternoon, Hector.
Now, my nanny Ethel was a bit mortified with my appearance last week, so I've made like Fletcher's horse comrade and I've cleaned up.
Yes.
No, you were fine. You were fine.
Stuff on TikTok.
You were fine. Joel's the moral compass here, but a little bit nervous. So you're talking to me today.
We had to be hutching up, though. I was a bit nervous.
Yeah. All good.
Mm. Okay.
Well, on to my nominations. Now, Rob from Blacktown pinched a couple of mine, so I'd like to formally change my position yesterday from aubergine to golf club, please. if you could maybe amend your record. Brooks, you can get onto that.
Amended.
As far as my nominations go, what about the legendary blues singer and guitarist, B.B. King? Are you familiar?
Yes. Like it?
Yes. Well, B.B. served his apprenticeship in B.B. grade. He might be a bit old, he might be a bit slow, but he might also just be the leader we need in the team. If plan A's a flop, he can provide a plan BB. He's got a bit of size on him, so he'd run straight over the BB defender. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think BB could BB 5'8", pulling the strings from the halves.
Very good. Very good start.
Thank you. Now, I've got a wing centre pairing for you. How about Bo and Luke Duke of the Duke of Hazard?
Yeah.
Very quick. Hard to catch. I've left Daisy Duke out because she prefers to wear the shorts of the AFL variety. But the problem is, given the political controversy in Georgia, sort of around the Confederate flag and the General Lee and all that sort of stuff, I think we better pop the boys on the right wing.
Awesome.
Now, what about the great horror and thriller author Stephen King? Now, even for those listeners who aren't avid readers, you'd know Stephen's work from such films as The Shining, Misery, The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile. He's a creepy, creepy guy.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure exactly where to fit him, but for me, he has his name all over the spine. Did you get that one?
Yes, good.
I wasn't sure about that one.
No, that was good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, I'm not a big fan of this last fellow, and I'm talking about the Fresh Prince, Will Smith.
Mm.
Now, in my opinion, he doesn't deserve the moniker of Prince. There's nothing regal or royal about the man. The closest thing he's been to a crowning was his birth.